opportunities like this that you get in a lifetime. This is a very young season right now. There's a lot at stake on this football game. But for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
That's right. Things you love to see indeed. On our desk, right in front of us.
Why are you so pumped up, Rick?
Because I don't have to do this. That's why I'm pumped up. On our desk, right in front of us. It's on the Periscope. If you want to go look at the Periscope, go check it out. Right here. Right in between you and I is one fresh, round onion. Right beneath one fresh, hot habanero pepper. Although, you know what the key ingredient we're missing is?
What's that?
Chance. He's got to eat them.
Do you think he just decided to skip the show today because he didn't want to do the challenge?
I think he might have bailed. I don't know. I mean, we all knew this was coming.
Might have skipped town.
He might be all the way in Canada right now because he knew that you wouldn't chase him there.
Possibility.
No, I'm just kidding. Chance will be here soon. Good morning. Welcome to The Blitz today. Pure gold as always on the show today. Happy Tuesday to you. Happy Tuesday to everyone who's listening, everyone who's watching. You can go ahead and check us out on the Periscope at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. A couple of big things we got to talk about today, but first, let me introduce who's in the room right now. As always, to my left is Brandon Orrick. Up behind the board right now is intern Davis. As Chance is just running a couple minutes behind, we're totally kidding. He got stuck in a little bit of traffic here on the way to work, but nonetheless, he is on his way. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Doing good, Rick.
Yeah? Good
day? You know, that was not easy to find last night. I went to my local, the closest grocery store to me.
Yep.
They did not have any habanero peppers.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't have any. Fresh out.
So you went on an adventure to find these.
Yeah, I did.
Huh.
I had to go, and I got worried because I was looking around. I didn't see them at the second grocery store that I went to. But yeah, I finally found it. The onion was easy. But the habanero could not be found at my nearest grocery store.
This thing is tiny. It's like it is literally as big as my thumb.
Well, I went with Ben Lee's advice yesterday.
It is tiny.
I went with Ben Lee's advice. The smaller the pepper, the more heat.
So I feel like, I mean, this thing is two bites right here. It's honestly probably even just one bite. So I feel like if you eat the whole thing minus the stem, that's good right there.
No,
I mean,
onion?
Obviously, no, well, the onion as well, but, you know, the bet was two bites of each, you know, so this is about two bites, maybe a little less, right?
Sure.
This thing is tiny, bright orange, scary bright orange.
It does not smell hot. It just smells like a pepper. It really doesn't
even smell.
It smells
like nothing. Yeah, that's the weird part.
You're really pumped that you don't have to do this.
I am so excited that I don't have to do this.
I really was hoping that you were going to have to because you would have made a huge scene.
I would have gone so over the top, exaggerated, excessive.
You would have been a nervous wreck whenever you came in this morning.
Today I came in and the first thing I yelled in the studio, I said, "It's a great day." I would have walked in so miserable. Like Eeyore, just droopy and gloomy. It would have been miserable. I would have done the whole show today, not energetic, just waiting for my impending doom. But let me go ahead and tell you this right now, all right? Because all right. I know it's going to come up today. You cannot guilt trip me into eating any of this. You cannot do it.
Why not? Why can't I?
Because I won. I'm the winner of the bet. I get to take my victory spoils in that.
Davis, will you take a bite of the onion?
Absolutely not.
Smart man. He didn't lose a bet. Will you?
Hell no.
All right, well, don't be dragging me into that. Do not be thinking about that, all right?
If I take a bite, will you take a
bite?
No! Okay, all right.
No, I will not. Okay, so we have that coming up later in the show. All right, it's probably going to be around 11:40, 11:45. So if you have to check out of the show at some point between now and then, make sure you check right back in around 11:40, 11:45, right before Talk Sports kicks off, because that is when we will be doing the bet payoff with Chance Collins. But there's a lot of things to talk about in between then. First and foremost, Tennessee gets the biggest commit so far of the 2020 recruiting class. We will tell you all about that one, about what it means, about what the future domino effect could be for that. We'll give you a little bit of an update on where that said recruiting class is in the rankings according to the various recruiting resources we have. We'll go over the other NBA awards. There were a lot of big things happening last night in the NBA in terms of MVP, Rookie of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year, Coach of the Year, whatever it is. So,
you know, Rick.
Yeah.
There's only one person here that went 6 for 6 on our NBA award picks.
Well, who was it?
Well, I'm just saying it wasn't you.
Okay.
And it wasn't Chance. So
it was you.
Yeah, it was me. I didn't want to pat myself on the back, but.
You don't want to toot your own horn there.
No. No, not at
all. All right, well, congratulations. Well done.
6 for 6.
Good for you. You did well. You chose the smart pick.
I have a very knowledgeable brain.
That was my line, right? That is something that I have said before?
No.
What? Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah. Look at the very knowledgeable brain on this guy.
Yep. Smart guy right here.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start to get into our big topic of the day today, which is 4-star safety Keyshawn Lawrence out of Nashville. Tennessee picks up Lawrence out of Innsworth High School. He is a 4-star according to Rivals and 247. I think he's kind of bounced on the fringe of 4 and 5-star a couple of times, but nonetheless lands at a 4-star right now. But man, the I believe he is the number 7th ranked player at his position and the number 4 ranked player in the whole state of Tennessee.
Well, that's if you look at Rivals.
Okay.
So here's 247. 63rd ranked player nationally. Third best safety in the country, second best player in the state of Tennessee.
Okay, so they got him at second best.
Yeah, so I choose to go with 247.
Yeah, we're big 247 guys around here, if that's what helps Tennessee in the rankings.
But it's weird. I think I'll have to look at – I don't know. I don't know why they have them – I don't know why they have to have their rankings differently. I mean, they're the same players. I get they have different people evaluating them, but they're the same players. Just – I don't know. It's just a pet peeve of mine. I feel like they should be the same.
What is the difference between the composite rankings and the non-composite rankings? Because the non-composite rankings – have him at the number 1 player in the state of Tennessee.
Rick, I have no idea.
Me neither. If you know, feel free to let us know. But anyways, he's obviously one of the top 2 best, right? This is a safety, 6 foot, 1 inch, 195 pounds. And everything we know about this guy, all the the highlights we've seen, the stories coming out of the Nashville area is that the kid's a playmaker. No doubt about it. I mean, you immediately go to our list of commits for the 2020 recruiting class, and he is at the top by a pretty decent little margin over fellow four-star Harrison Bailey and Antonio Johnson. So this is a key guy that we are building around. And this is kind of where I want to take it real quick before we go into a couple of other things in regards to Keyshawn Lawrence in the Tennessee class, is that Harrison Bailey's from Georgia, Antonio Johnson is from Illinois, Dominic Bailey from Maryland, Art Green from Kansas, Jordan Davis from Mississippi, Cooper Mays from Tennessee, Lovie Jenkins from Florida, Jimmy Calloway from Georgia, Javonte Spraggins from Illinois. What is kind of the common denominator between them? And even if you looked at this 4 days ago, what would really be the common denominator is you got a lot of guys from outside of the state of Tennessee. So what has Pruitt and company accomplished in the last couple of days? They're locking down the in-state guys. You get the number two player in the state out of Nashville. That's a guy you have to get. If you are the perennial flagship university of your state and the football program of your state, you got to be getting the best guys who are local. So you get Keyshawn Lawrence out of Nashville. You get four-star Cooper Mays right here in Knoxville. Those are guys who Pruitt could not have missed on, and he didn't miss. So I think that we do got to give him a little bit of credit for that and just kind of saying, hey, these are guys that he had to have gotten, or he had to have gotten.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something that previous staffs haven't been able to do, and that's kind of locked down the state. And I get it. It's a hard thing to do. I mean, the state of Tennessee is a very long state. I mean, you've got Knoxville over here on the east side. Memphis, I mean, you're closer to Ole Miss, you're closer to Alabama than you are to Knoxville if you're in Memphis. And you've got the Mississippi schools that come in and take players out. You've got Alabama, Auburn, Georgia. You've got Ohio State, and obviously we know Clemson. So you've got different schools that are coming in and kind of that you have to compete with. But it doesn't matter. You've got to lock down your state. And you're not going to get them all.
Yeah.
You're not going to get them all. But you've got to get the ones that you want. You've got to get the ones that – you've got to get the ones at the top. And that's what we did. That's what you got yesterday in Keyshawn Lawrence.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so you kind of look at the top five, top six players in the state of Tennessee. You have Reggie Grimes, who is out of Brentwood, who all signs point to him going to Alabama. You have Tennessee, who locks down Keyshawn Lawrence. He's the second player. Chris Morris, a guard out of Memphis, it looks like he's kind of torn between Arkansas, maybe Tennessee's in the mix, maybe Alabama's in the mix, but it doesn't really look too far there. And then you get into some of the other guys. The fifth player in the state, Jay Hardy, a defensive edge rusher out of Chattanooga, looks to be favored by the Vols. Tyler Barron, another guy out of Catholic, another defensive edge rusher, looks to be headed to Rocky Top. These are great things that you want to see, you know, and hopefully we can get another one of these guys. Hopefully Amari Thomas comes. Hopefully some of these other guys come. Hopefully a Marcus Henderson comes. But man, when you start out by basically nabbing the second player in the state and you can get him this early on a random late day in June, all signs point to you are going where you need to be.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something that we had talked about the weeks, kind of last week, the week before, ever since. I mean, going back a couple months, when are we going to start getting commits? When is the recruiting going to start picking up? And now, with the addition over the weekend, you get Cooper Mays, you get the kid. Is it the Murphy kid for the 2021 class.
Yeah, Jordan Murphy.
And then Keyshawn Lawrence yesterday. So things kind of – you're kind of picking up a little bit of momentum on the recruiting trail. I mean, Tennessee's class went from like 31 up to 24 yesterday with the addition of Keyshawn Lawrence. So kind of climbing up those recruiting rankings. So good to see, especially after a lot of people were kind of – a lot of people are kind of sweating it a little bit with no commits.
Yeah.
No commits in a long time. So, good to see.
865-546-8200. We will welcome Chance back onto the show during the next segment. We're not done talking about this by a long shot. There's still more to talk about in regards to Keyshawn Lawrence, including, did you see how he made his announcement?
The video?
Yes. It was good. It was good. We'll tell you all about that and more. Go ahead and give us a call if you want to get on the program. Otherwise, we'll see you right on the other side of the break. This is The Blitz on Fan Run Radio. AM back here on The Blitz. We welcome in Chance back into the booth. How are you doing today, bro?
What's up?
Whoa.
I'm good. I feel like I've had like a rough morning.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, a little late.
Scattered?
Well, I'm using these station headphones. I don't know where my earbuds are. I think I left them at the station yesterday. I can't find them. That's driving me crazy. I was leaving. I told you guys it's going to be like 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
I was actually babysitting. So when I was leaving, steep driveway. Got a full cup of orange juice, spill it all over my shorts, have to go back inside and change.
Oh.
That happened this morning. That happened. Yeah.
So, it is only 10:20 in the morning right now, and there's been plenty of things that have gone against your way.
Yeah. Plenty of things. Is that why you're wearing your Luka shirt today? I see.
I am wearing my Luka shirt. I was very excited last night. I was running all about the house.
Oh, and look at what did Brandon do? I see the prop. That's not a peeled onion.
Well, Brandon's going to peel it for you. He already kind of started on this side right here.
That's why I was like, you got to get, you know.
I just brought the onion in. It's not a finished product.
I was like, you get the peeled onion so you don't have to peel it here at the station.
It's not a finished product.
I'm just biting the onion. I didn't say anything about peeling it. That's why.
Now, Brandon will peel it for you, right?
That's going to make his hands stink. Just, you know,
sorry.
Coming from the kitchen, it's going to make your hands stink. Do you even have a knife?
No.
That's why you need a peeled onion.
I mean, it's a little flaky over here. I'm not really sure, you know.
Have you ever peeled an onion? When you do it with your hands, all it does is make a mess and it takes forever.
Doesn't smell like anything.
You haven't really got into it, though, into the juices, into the acidic value of it. But, yeah. Kind of a rough morning, but it's okay. NBA awards last night were pretty entertaining.
What are your, real quick, just 30 seconds, what are your thoughts towards the two props that we have right here in the middle of the table?
That ain't nothing. A little small habanero, two bites of an onion. I probably bite half of that habanero. I'm talking about we're doing this, what, 11:50? It's easy. It's easy.
I feel like
not
this
scared
is a,
of it all.
I feel like this is a good two bites right here.
I said half an onion. A bite. Another bite. About half of it.
Two bites of each.
Yeah.
Oops.
I mean, don't get the onion on. I mean, the pepper all nasty, right? Where have your hands been in the first place?
Look, they got
have you
clean.
Washed
yes,
your hands?
They got clean since I've been here.
Was the pepper washed?
I don't know.
For bacteria and when people touch
it
at the grocery store.
We'll run it under the sink or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make me sick over here? Bacteria breeds on vegetables. I'm gonna need you to wash that pepper before I put it anywhere near my mouth.
Brandon, you got it?
I mean, sure.
Okay, so
all I was tasked with was going, I bought this stuff.
You
take care of the rest.
Oh, I said to get a peeled onion. That was part of it.
You failed.
You failed.
No, I did not.
We did. We can run the tape back. I said peeled onion.
It will be peeled. It will be peeled.
I think Rick's
guaranteed
have to do it.
By 11:45 today. Okay, so Chance, let's get your quick thoughts on this. We're gonna push the opening drive back a segment because we've been talking a lot about some of the big Tennessee news. Some of the biggest news over the past couple of weeks is that Tennessee gets their biggest recruit out of the 2020 class, four-star Keyshawn Lawrence out of Innsworth High School in Nashville. This is just 3 days after four-star offensive lineman out of Knox Catholic, Cooper Mays, signed to Tennessee. Now, we've kind of just been talking about the importance of getting, you know, getting your in-state guys, locking those guys down, telling, basically making a statement to the rest of the SEC and whoever's coming down that, hey, Tennessee is still the volunteer state. We will be making strong pushes for our own in-state guys. What's kind of your initial reaction to Tennessee landing this big fish?
I mean, it's about time. He's a four-star, right? Safety, yes. Out of Nashville?
Yes.
Keyshawn Lawrence?
Yes. Keyshawn. Right,
Keyshawn, excuse me. I mean, it's big, especially when you're trying to lock up the state borders. We've been saying that for years. Butch Jones attempted to do it, and he did it somewhat okay. He did make a big emphasis on getting in-state talent. We all thought that Jeremy Pruitt missed out on that the first recruiting go-around, that he didn't go after enough in-state guys. So you like to see it. I mean, it's definitely list that on the things that we like to see. You don't want other universities coming in and taking from the players that are in your own backyard. That's an emphasis. You know, Nick Saban does a great job recruiting in the mid-state. He has Mercedes-Benz dealerships in Nashville. So there's a reason why ABC is always recruiting. So, I mean, it's big. You got to lock down those players. They need to be going to the state college.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you kind of look at some of these guys right now who are the top targets for Tennessee. Some of them are certainly out of state. I know you're looking at a Darnell Washington who's coming from Nevada. You are looking at a Tank Bigsby who's coming out of Georgia. Haynes King is from Texas. But nonetheless, like there are Tennessee guys in this mix, and I think that it's not even just about this class. You know, Brand talked about it a second ago. We just got our first recruit for the 2021 class. You know, what other Tennessee guys are you looking at? Are you looking at there? And so if you can really make an emphasis on that this year, then you can turn around to different kind of recruits later on in the future and say, hey, like you live in the volunteer state. Like you live in Big Orange Country. I know you might be in Nashville. I know you might be in Memphis or Brentwood or Chattanooga or whatever it is, but we are the flagship program. We proved that last year. Look what Keyshawn Lawrence is doing for us now. Look how great Cooper Mays is on the offensive line. And they love Tennessee because they grew up here. Now they're playing here. We want you to be that next one. So I think that's huge. Now, did you guys see the his recruitment video that he put out kind of announcing his decision?
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did see some of it.
So I think the kind of the best part about it, and it feels like Tennessee has been on the other end of this way too many times. I can't remember which one it was, but like I remember either last year or the year before that or something on one of the national signing day, one of the recruits we wanted so bad went up and he had all the hats because everybody loves the hat thing, and he grabs the Tennessee hat and he's about to put it on and he just kind of drops it backwards, and then he grabs probably an Alabama hat or something. I don't know what it was, but basically Keyshawn Lawrence put out this like well-made video, and I'm kind of just saying it. You could tell they put a lot of work into it. But basically him and all of his friends were just kind of, or maybe his teammates, I don't know. They're walking on the big Nashville bridge. He takes his jacket off while the voiceover is saying, I will be committing to the University of, and then he takes his jacket off to show a Miami shirt. And so you're like, dang it. He's going to Miami. This sucks. And then he rips off the Miami shirt, throws it to the ground, and lo and behold, there's a Tennessee shirt underneath. Feels like Tennessee has been on the other end of that plenty. They have been the Miami of this situation plenty of times. It's nice to be on the other side.
Yeah, I guess it was last signing day. Not this past one. So not 2019, but 2018. So Pruitt's first.
Yeah.
Right after Butch Jones was fired. They were trying to, it was a kid, and we were going up against Florida, and he pulled that where he kind of put the looked like he's going to put the Tennessee hat on.
Yep.
And then threw it away, put the Florida hat on.
So,
but I mean, for Tennessee, Tennessee is a different situation as than a lot of these top schools that are, I mean, like LSU, Alabama, Miami, Georgia, Florida, Ohio State. Tennessee can't, and it's getting better because the population of the mid-state's growing. You're getting better high school athletes in-state, but. And you were reading off the list of recruits earlier, Rick, where they're from, and a lot of them are from out of state. Tennessee kind of has to be a national brand. You got to pull from Georgia. You got to pull from Florida. You got to pull from the Carolinas. You got to pull from Alabama. Tennessee can't, and that's why it's so important to get the good players out of Tennessee, is because you can't win just by recruiting in-state Tennessee players.
Yeah.
You just can't. You can't do it. You've got to recruit nationally. And so far, I think that Jeremy Pruitt and company have done a pretty good job with that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so I think kind of the last thing that I like to see about his recruiting is you do look at the 247 page, and it says recruited by Derek Ansley, T. Martin. Two of the, three biggest new additions to the Vols coaching staff. They're able to come in and make this kind of impact right away. Like that's
T. Martin's known for. He's going to be the best recruiter that we have, I believe. I mean, outside of Niedermeyer, what he's doing, I think T. Martin is going to elevate Tennessee so much. He's always been such a great recruiter.
Yeah.
It was a long time coming. They needed him back.
That's what he was known for, kind of bring him in as a hired gun, come in and recruit. So you had him, Niedermeyer. Those are kind of your two lead guys in recruiting. And then you've got a whole staff. I mean, I think everybody on this staff can recruit.
The opening drive coming up next here on The Blitz, Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. Time for the opening drive here on The Blitz. If you would like to give us a call on the program, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It can be anything we've talked about so far, anything that's coming up, anything that you just kind of have on your mind, go ahead and give us a call at 865-546-8200. First down. Michigan takes game one of the College Baseball World Series Finals. They defeat the Vanderbilt Commodores by a score of 7-4. And it looked like it was kind of a tale of thirds for the game. Michigan jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Vanderbilt came up, got fairly close, 4-3, and then Michigan kind of took it home from there. But Michigan, I guess, one step closer to the College Baseball World Series champions.
Yeah, just got to win one more game.
Yeah, a lot of people scoffed at Michigan going up against Vandy. I know I heard the boys on Talk Sports, you know, pretty much were saying yesterday, like, it's not going to be a close one. I think we talked about it a little bit, but this Michigan team is pretty good. I mean, they've been blowing teams out. It's not even that they're just, like, you know, winning, you know, some pitching battles. They're hitting the ball. I mean, they're scoring 10-plus runs on some very good baseball teams. I think they take it. I think it's done.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll be honest, like, I didn't watch the game, but I'm just kind of looking at a little bit of the box score, a little bit of the stats, and one of the biggest things that I see, just from kind of knowing how baseball works, is that Vanderbilt issued 6 walks on the night, Michigan issued 1. I mean, when you're putting 6 base runners on base, you know, just with absolutely no cost at all, they're gonna, man, they're... Those guys are going to score, and that's what we saw. You know, Michigan scored 7 runs. I think there's obviously a correlation there. But anyway, so yeah, Michigan takes game one, 7-4. Only needs one more to win the championship. Second down, USA beat Spain. and the 2019 Women's World Cup. They are now going to the quarterfinals to take on France on Friday. I think it's France.
It is.
It is France.
The host country.
I've heard France is very good.
You know who else is very good?
The Americans.
The United States of America.
Yo, we don't lose, do we?
No.
Do you hate France too, Brandon, just as much as you hate Canada?
I mean,
they're kind of similar. I mean, a lot of
they
people
are similar.
A lot of people in Canada speak,
oh, that's a good point.
Speak French.
That's a good point.
It's predominantly probably about 50%, you know, maybe. French population.
I don't hate France, but I don't particularly like them. Much more culturally relevant than Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've got the Louvre, you got the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, for sure. You ever been to Paris?
No.
It's pretty. You should go one day.
So, I don't hate France, but definitely don't like them.
Hmm. Proceed.
It says here that one of the Team USA stars, Megan Rapinoe, had two penalty kick goals, which obviously begs the question, what is cooler, the penalty kick or the shootout in hockey?
Or her purple hair?
It's kind of pink purple. Like there's many different shades of it. I'm looking at it right now. It's kind of weird, but hey, like, teach their own. What's cooler, the penalty kick or the shootout?
I like the penalty kick. I mean, the shootout in hockey, it's a smaller target, I guess. I don't know.
They're both equally pretty fun. I'd probably say
they are both fun.
Penalty
kicks.
Two of the most unique.
Well, you have a penalty kick shootout sometimes in soccer, and then you have, you know, and when you can't finish in overtime in hockey, you got the shootout. I think soccer takes it though. It's a lot more pressure on the goalie. It seems like it's
– yeah.
I know it is in hockey too, but it just seems more pressure on the goalie in soccer.
Yeah, I mean –
everybody's watching. Everybody's lined up to shoot. I mean, you got your best players going against the other team's best players.
And you've got a bigger area to cover.
Yes, much bigger surface area.
Third down, the Atlanta Hawks cannot stop making moves. I mean, I can't imagine what their phone lines look like, what the email threads look like. They are just wheeling and dealing as of the last week or so. Their latest move, they send Kent Bazemore away for Evan Turner from the Portland Blazers.
Love, love, love Evan Turner.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you love Evan Turner?
He's a great player.
The Ohio State guy who, like, you know, Tennessee had to shut up years ago.
I've let bygones be bygones, Chance.
That's a weird
Why
take.
Who
loves Evan Turner?
Me.
Did he play? He didn't play for the Celtics.
I don't think
yes,
I.
Yes, he did.
Oh,
he did play for the Celtics. He had some good years with the Celtics, but I've just never heard anyone say, "I love Evan Turner."
I do.
Love his game. Love his game.
I do.
That is about the weirdest take ever,
it's
Brandon.
It's a great move for the Hawks. It is.
Is it? I think it's a great move for the Hawks, not because they get Evan Turner, but because they dump some of that Kip Bazemore salary that he was making whenever they kind of overpaid him. But the Portland Trail Blazers, it works out for them, in my opinion, as well. They get a three-point shooter. Bazemore, he's a bench guy. He's a spark off the bench. But the Hawks kind of gave him too much money back whenever he came from the Warriors, because, you know, that was when a lot of players were getting a lot more money with the new CBA. But, yeah, I don't know if it's just because Evan Turner, but I think it's a good move because they got rid of that money and they get a defender. Evan Turner can defend. I'll give you that.
Yeah, they –
I don't know how I feel about this Evan Turner hate.
I don't know how I feel about this Evan Turner love.
Who knew Evan Turner would be the controversial figure of the day?
Deal with it.
Evan
so, according
Turner.
To Chris Kirchner on Twitter, more on the Bazemore-Turner deal, the Hawks wanted to clear space on the wing to get Hunter, Reddish, Herter more minutes. They see Turner in the backup point guard role. This move also allows Bazemore to play on a contender. And with Bazemore being traded, every member of the 2014-2015 60-win Hawks team
is gone.
Is now out the door.
Oh.
Goodbye. Good night. Last but not least, fourth down. The NBA Awards show was last night. Here's how some of the notable winners ended up. Giannis Antetokounmpo takes home the most valuable player. Rudy Gobert takes home the defensive player of the year. Luka Doncic takes home the rookie of the year. Lou Williams, sixth man of the year, most improved player. Pascal Siakam and coach of the year, Mike Budenholzer.
Pascal Siakam got most improved?
He did.
Nice.
He did. And I saw something cool. Let me see if I can try to find it again. But basically, he was kind of just talking about how NBA, very global game now.
Of course.
Your NBA champion is Toronto. Your MVP is from Nigeria and Greece. Your most improved player is from Cameroon. Your rookie of the year is from Slovenia. And your defensive player of the year is from France.
Yep. Very international. And they've been doing that for years. I mean, they started this back in the 90s when you guys were just being born. That's when they were starting this, really expanding the game. And it's worked. I mean, it went to China. Now they've got the international camps in Greece. That's how they got the Greek Freak. I mean, he's been in that organization since he was like 15, 16 years old. It's really great how the NBA really wants to be a worldwide, brand. So I think that's huge. I like that my boy Derrick Rose, longtime favorite Chicago Bull for a long time, Southside Chicago kid. He got the best NBA moment with
he
the
did.
50-point performance
that
he pulled off with the Timberwolves this year as well. So, yeah, everybody respectfully, they got their awards. I would have liked to see the co-rookie of the year just to see you sweat today, but, I pretty much thought Luka was going to get it.
It was not even a little bit near co-rookie of the year. Luka took home 98 out of 100 first place votes.
Yeah, his first half of the season really kind of catapulted him in there. He has played professional basketball. We'll see who has the better career.
Yeah. I mean, and I will say, now that this whole rookie of the year thing's over,
I think Trae Young will have the better career. I just see them putting more pieces around him. I don't trust Mark Cuban putting – I think he's going to try to make –
Well, we put Kristaps around him his first year. So, a
broken Kristaps.
He's still like 24.
He's still like, come off injury. He just got beat up by a pedestrian at a club.
Yeah, he got beat up by a bunch of pedestrians, all right? Those those Latvians, man, you never know.
Latvians.
I heard there's some dangerous people over there.
Latvia.
You heard?
According to sources.
Latvia is, my brother used to, when he lived in Germany, he always said that we need to go to Latvia. He said it's a pretty fun time.
Huh.
Yeah, he said it's very welcoming to Americans.
Okay.
Maybe not Kristaps.
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not guys who leave the country to go play basketball somewhere else and then come back. But I don't know. It's going to be fun. I think that at the end of the day, this is going to be a very fun draft class to look back on, right? And so you have two guys who obviously, really made gigantic names for themselves in the league last year, in the association, and we'll see what happens. I think they're going to be great guys to watch. Speaking of the award show, last thing real quick. Did you guys see comedian Jay Farro do his Shaquille O'Neal impressions?
Did not.
Jay Farro's pretty good, though. I saw what you showed me, Rick.
They were very funny. I would highly recommend going to Twitter, going to YouTube today at some point and looking up the Shaquille, because he was the host. He came out with the dance group. I don't know what they were called. He was wearing these weird capris, although he was wearing his own And One merchandise, which, baller move to wear your own And One merchandise.
Why would you not wear your own gear?
Is And One still even a company?
They are.
Do they do anything?
I don't think so, but I feel like if you're branded by And One, you wear that And One, right?
Yeah, that is true.
Get that check.
That is true. So you should go look that up. It's just pretty funny, Chance. I'll have to show you at some point during the show or after the show. But that right there concludes the opening drive for the day. We will catch a quick commercial break, but do not go anywhere. We got some more stuff. We got some more good stuff to talk about right on the other side. And then a power-loaded hour number two coming up for you at 11 o'clock, including the bet payoff. That right there is it. We'll see you in a minute after the break. The Blitz, Fan Run Radio. 10:48 right here on the Blitz. Let's head over to the Fan Run phone lines and get a call from T-Carp, my man. How's it going today?
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
Really couldn't be better. Having a good Tuesday.
Good, good. Chance, you doing there? You doing all right? You there?
I'm good. How you doing, T-Carp? Always good to hear from
you. I'm doing good. I really do want to talk to you, Chance, because you and I have known each other for a little while, and you are a political science major. Is that correct?
Minor, but yeah.
Minor,
that's
okay.
All I got a minor in.
Forgive me. I'm going to mix this little bit of political stuff with sports, and I think you're going to be very surprised.
Okay.
I've been doing some thinking and contemplating the past couple weeks. The more I think about it, I've really changed my view on Kaepernick kneeling.
Oh.
Yeah, I figured that would be your response.
Well,
I definitely disagree with him on his reasons.
Uh-huh.
But with the whole Iran deal where we didn't bomb them, which is what I thought should happen. We don't need to kill people because someone blows up a stupid drone.
Yeah.
We don't go bomb people for that. And we don't send our boys to war for that.
Exactly.
Now, looking at that, the word patriotism and the word all this other stuff is coming out. You're not a this or you're not that. And I'm thinking to myself, if it ever turns, I don't want to ever be forced to stand for something that I don't believe in.
Yeah, it's become.
No, I
think you're right. Like, kind of what you're saying, like, patriot this, patriot that, like how everything's thrown around now is so convoluted that it's more of a, like, it's a branding utility tool than what it actually used to be, like what it meant to, like, patriotism. Now it's like, I'm a patriot, like it's more of like a branding and like, look at me type of deal.
Right. And I just want to preface this. I completely disagree on why he knelt.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is total BS.
Yeah.
But I do think he did have the right to kneel, and I just don't think that, and if the NFL has problems with it, just do away with the national anthem being done and the people being out there. They can do it, but, don't make people do certain things.
Of course.
Personally. But it's just, and I didn't feel that way until about a couple of weeks ago, and I just really been messing with me.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
I hate that I'm like this, but it's weird.
That's good, and you're calling in to, be like, hey, I felt a certain way about it at one point. But I think that's what happens with people. Until you're put in a certain situation to where – and you weren't put in that certain situation, but you started thinking about things, and until you can put yourself into that position, and you're like, well, I don't want to, agree with, be forced to agree with something that I don't necessarily believe in, then you could take yourself out of it and take your own feelings and take a step back and be like, maybe that guy have a point. Like, I may not agree with his message, but I agree with the way that he does have a right to kneel. And I think that's what you're getting at.
Yeah, that's kind of where
That's okay. That's what I think was wrong with a lot of people in the first place. It's like, you don't have to agree with him. That's where I think people lost it. Even if you agree and you're like, he has the right to kneel, that is true. Like, that is what our God-given right, our, United States-born citizen right is, to stand up for the things we believe in, correct? Just like what you were just saying. But it doesn't mean that I agree with said person, or you have to agree with said person. But you can agree that, yeah, they have the 100% absolute right to believe what they want to believe in, to stand up for what they believe in.
I definitely agree. I thought I'd throw that at you. I thought you
look
would,
at you over here just blowing my mind on a Tuesday, T-Carp. Wow, mind equals blown right now.
T-Carp, I got a question for you.
Yeah, man.
We were talking with Rick. Had this discussion on the show a couple weeks ago. Which is more likely to exist, Bigfoot or aliens?
Oh, Bigfoot. Definitely. You don't know who I am, do you?
Well, I know who you are.
Welcome to the winning team.
No, like, you have to understand, like, my dad's like a renowned Bigfoot researcher, been on like multiple TV shows.
Yeah.
Like,
I love it.
You didn't know this, Brandon?
I knew you were a big Bigfoot guy. I didn't know that about your dad, but
uh-oh.
I knew you were a big Bigfoot guy.
Yeah,
Brandon's
like,
sweating
my,
over
my
here.
Dad,
I'm not sweating.
Yeah, my dad's been on the Discovery Channel several times, like going on this big Bigfoot conference in Gatlinburg.
Wow.
Aliens don't exist. Aliens are, replace alien, the word alien, with fallen angel. And that's what you have. I'll see y'all.
Appreciate it, T-Carp.
T-Carp on the Bigfoot bandwagon. Welcome. Our bandwagon's getting full, let me tell you. It's getting packed.
Not really.
Mm-mm. It's got at least three people on it.
At least three?
Me, John, and T-Carp.
That believe more so in Bigfoot than aliens.
Yeah. I mean, you guys got the two of you.
I mean, maybe both are real, but I believe
Cody
in aliens.
McClure. And Cody McClure. Yeah, that's true.
And Bear. Mm. And anybody with a functioning brain.
Ha! Get out of here. Sorry, you just can't handle the truth, all right? If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
All I'm saying is, if there was a Bigfoot, we would have found him by now.
It's not true. He's highly advanced. He's a highly advanced man-beast.
No, he's not.
Bigfoot.
No.
Man-beast.
No.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's look into hour number two. What do we got coming up?
The onion is peeled.
Whoa, duh. When did you do that?
Did you peel the outer membrane, too?
Ooh.
I'll have to feel it, make sure there's not any loose.
That was incredible.
You can't eat some of the peel. It's not edible. Don't look at me like that, Brandon.
Well, Rick tried.
It's pretty good.
Rick didn't think you had to peel it at all.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
I've never eaten at your house.
I didn't know.
Y'all's house. You definitely have to peel
as
it.
As long as Rick doesn't
mean DiGiorno pizza, let me tell you. Yeah. Pop that sucker in the oven. And it's amazing.
Definitely have to peel onion just, you know, to help you out, Rick. It is not edible. The peel is not edible.
Okay.
It might make you a little sick.
I think that whole thing would just make me sick regardless. But luckily, we'll not have to eat it today. Okay, coming up in hour number two, we're going to talk a little bit about Jordan Bone talking about getting drafted, Grant Williams being potentially compared to Kawhi Leonard. I don't know. What are his thoughts on that? And a lot more coming up. So we'll see you. Hour number two coming up of The Blitz.